The Dealings of the Sacred Heart with Men. The Sacred Heart mediates between God and man. The Sacred Heart is the mediator between God and man. From the first moment of his incarnation, his passion was always in the heart of Christ, and he offered it unceasingly to his Father. Christi passio qui eius cordi semper extisti intima, quam ad hoc patri represtant, pro homine inciantur interpellans. Our Lord in heaven continues to intercede for us. He shows his eternal Father the wounds in his feet and hands, and above all the wounds in his Sacred Heart. Today, therefore, our Lord exercises the office of mediator for each one of us. What a countless number of clients, all sinners, those in misery and suffering, and the dying, struggling in their agony. If the divine pleader has a few good causes to sustain, how many are bad, nearly desperate? What solicitude he must show, and what resources he must make use of, not only before God, but as to his unhappy clients. Who would not wish to see the Sacred Heart exercising this office? How meek, humble, and patient, and especially merciful he must be. Saint Matilda had this great happiness, and she can describe to us the solicitude and vigilant love of our mediator in his multiform and delicate ministry. This meditation may be considered in reference to his Father and in reference to us. In reference to his Father, it satisfies all the requirements of his justice. To me, said Jesus, are confided the concerns of men, and I am their mediator with the Father. A faithful servant collects carefully his master's income, and if he finds a deficit, he supplies it from his own substance. In this way, I offer the good gained by man's industry to my Father, increased 100-fold, and wherever there is any imperfection, I supply for it, so that I may present to my heavenly Father, before all the saints, the soul of a man enriched with the most precious graces. So great a generosity on the part of our divine mediator fills us with astonishment. Not only does he pay our debts, but he wishes to enrich us. How this conduct of his Sacred Heart disconcerts our souls, always inclined to distrust. But he insists still further. Come, let us see. Do you not think me sufficiently rich to repay all your debts? To which Matilda replied, Yes, Lord, I am certain thou canst. Our Lord, am I not rich enough to forgive and supply for all thy omissions? She replied, Yes, Lord, I know that nothing is impossible to thee. Therefore, said our Lord, I will answer fully and entirely for thee to my Father. I will offer for thee first that holy time, those 9 months which I passed in my virginal mother's womb. I will offer it for the time when thou, enclosed in thy mother's womb, and stained with original sin, wert incapable of receiving my grace. I will then offer my holy birth for thy birth when, not yet regenerated in the baptismal font, thou wert estranged from me. Then I will offer the first days of my life, so pure before I spoke, and those of my infancy, for the ignorance in which thou didst pass the same age. I will also offer the fervent desires of my childhood and youth to atone for the negligences of thine. I will offer the whole of my holy and perfect life on earth with the fruit of my passion, overflowing with my love for all thy sins of commission and omission. In that way, in me and by me, all that thou standest in need of shall be supplied. O infinite justice of God, exact from me a rigorous an account of all my iniquities and excesses as thou wilt. I am not reduced to the prophet's helplessness. Si iniquitatis observavis, Domine, Domine qui sustenibit. Behold, the heart of Jesus, from it pay thyself for all my debts. Thou wilt not exhaust my treasure. With the surplus I dare ask heaven of thee, and heaven is thyself.